Well, also this week, on a slightly lighter side, archaeologists have described the discovery of some of the earliest evidence for advanced human thought. Now, publishing in the journal PNAS, Pierre-Jean Texier and colleagues have analysed nearly 300 bits of carved ostrich shell from a site in South Africa. Now, these shell fragments are thought to be about 65,000 years old and were found at the site of Diepkloof Rock Shelter, where there are layers and layers of Middle Stone Age archaeology. These eggshell fragments have a fairly common motif on them, which involves the scoring of two parallel lines and some cross-hatching, which links them. So they actually look a bit like a simplified picket fence drawing. Now, it doesn't sound like a very hard graphic to achieve, so it could just be someone doodling, perhaps? The authors of the study think not, because the design was prevalent on so many pieces. And also, when they tried to copy the design using napped flints and a new ostrich egg, they found it was really tough to actually score any sorts of lines on the surface.
So someone was making a determined effort.
Exactly. They were actually working quite hard at doing this, and they were doing it repetitively as well. So it does seem intentional. And it's not the first evidence of artwork per se, as there have been shell bead discoveries, also from Africa, about 75,000 years old. And there were some more examples further away, this time in Israel, which date back about 90,000 years. But these ostrich shells are one of the earliest examples of graphic design. It's important because it demonstrates what's known as symbolic thought, the idea that some kind of decoration or image can carry a meaning that's understood by other members of your society. So, for example, if you have a decoration on your ostrich egg water vessel it might have been used for, it might imply that you belong to a particular group of people. Maybe you're making yourself more attractive by doing it, or maybe it was something only the adults or the women did. We may never know what these graphics mean, but they do point to some sort of advance in human thought about 65,000 years ago.
And to put that into context, of course, the first writing appeared only in the last, 5,000, 4,000 BC?
I think there's some evidence about 6,000 BC.
But this means this is very, very, very early, 10 times older than that. People were putting something which is akin to writing, I suppose, it's symbols, onto an object, which argues for a very big thought process jump, doesn't it? A long time ago.
Yeah, and it's actually about 20,000 years earlier than the previously imagined great cognitive leap that, you know, people were saying when humans moved into the European continent, suddenly they had this fantastic cognitive leap. But no, actually, this is happening 25,000 years earlier in Africa.